when we start to think about this whole positive thinking thing, my goal today is just to give you a scratch of the surface to see how did it come from the secular world and how did it move into Christianity and how is it now at our back door? If I could just say this, part of that has to do with this idea of deception. If we think about deception, there's a good book. I want you to read it. It's called I Told Me So. Okay? Excellent book, I Told Me So. And right now I can't remember the author. Some of you will Google it and you'll tell me in a minute because you're right there. Everything I say, you're ready to... No, I'm kidding. But some of you, you'll find it. But the point is, in this book, he talks about deception is developed when a person is either holding on to a lie or moving into embracing another lie, and they're not ever moving towards truth. And self-deception is when I'm not interested in truth, I'm only interested in managing the information that I have in order to stay comfortable with where I am and what I know. And I think if we're not careful, we in the body of Christ have come to a place where we are comfortable with what we know versus moving towards the truth of what God says. And that leads us to self-deception, leads us to embracing all that the culture offers when we need to be careful of anything the culture provides. Does that make sense to you? And so what I want us to do, just for a quick moment, we want to look at the preoccupation with self that really starts all of this. But turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. And that's just kind of the springboard, if you will. And from there, we'll look at a few items. We'll look at some of the history, but when we talk about the preoccupation with self, which has led to this whole positive self-thinking ideal, we really just can look at simple passages. And Jeremiah 17:5, notice what he says. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Now let this sink in for a moment. The idea of being cursed there is being hemmed in. It's being a slave to. It's being limited to, if you will. So think about it from this way. The person who puts confidence in himself or who puts confidence in mankind can only go as far as he can take himself or mankind is willing to take him, and that's pretty limited and pretty small, which keeps you held captive by your own stuff and the stuff of others. It makes you cursed. And so this idea is that we were never to put our confidence in our own abilities or to put our confidence in mankind, because in doing so, we are limited to the thinking of people, not the reality of God. And so for you and I, if we're not careful, getting into this whole positive thinking movement, which, if not tied to biblical thinking, leads to self-deception, puts us at Jeremiah 17:5, which is being cursed by putting confidence in mankind. So let's take a look at some of this. So with the preoccupation of self, wonderful author here, E. Brooks Hollifield, believed that man has moved from self-denial to self-love, from self-love to self-culture, from self-culture to self-mastery, from self-mastery to self-realization. Does that sound familiar to you? In other words, through history, man has been consumed with himself. And again, we see this idea of Jeremiah 17 happening. And when you look at this culture, self-denial is not the goal. It's always self-actualization or reaching your potential. You ever heard that term? And we have to be careful with this quote-unquote reaching your potential, because apart from Jesus Christ, your potential is limited to your flesh. And so, therefore, you are consumed with three people, me, myself, and I. So the goal is not to reach our potential as much as it is to die to ourselves to become like Christ. But with the positive thinking movement, this reaching potential and all these ideas have gotten somehow mixed up in this. So given that, the human potential movement, was described as the realization of one's inner human potential through the raw and vital experience of one's own body and mind. That's how this whole thing got started, reaching potential. This human potential movement early back in the early 50s or so, the idea was, let's not focus on the negative of man. Let's focus on the positive of man. And you know what? Let's focus on how man can become all of what he needs to become. And with good self-esteem and good self-awareness and the whole hierarchy of needs, man can self-actualize. Just one stupid question I want to ask about this self-actualization. Into what? And by whose standards? When we're not thinking biblically, these are the kind of things that we have to think about. Now, let's move on with that. Look with me at letter C. This movement gained popularity as it focused on fulfilling and gratifying inner personal longings to gain identity and meaning. It was part of the movement to foster the feelings of power, self-esteem, and happiness in people without truly modifying the real condition of life. I want to feel better without any transformation. Now, I don't know about you, but in the flesh, I like that. That's like losing weight without having to do the work. It just makes sense in the flesh. So when you think about this preoccupation with self, it is this goal, it's the culture's idea that you and I need to be the best me or you that we can become. Become a better you. It is this idea that we can basically change the furniture in the room where God is trying to whole renovate the house itself. And the culture is into this mindset. And sad to say, if you're not careful, you can get in this mindset. Now, how many of you ever heard the term, if you can believe it, you can achieve it? Okay, now, I'm 5'5". I can believe all day long that one day, if I study and work hard enough, that I'll be able to take a basketball with a legal size net and basket or hoop, that I will one day will be able to fly and do that. And I can study hard, I can train hard, but is it safe to say that at 50, that's probably not going to happen at 5'5" and a half? How many of you would agree with that? Wow, I love you too. Thank you for agreeing so quickly. You guys don't love me. I don't feel the self-esteem in the room. Do you see the point? It is a dangerous thing to make a person think that they have the power to believe something that goes beyond the limitations of reality and what God says is right and wrong and true. Now, given that, let's take a look at the next thing here. Letter E and F. Abraham Maslow, some of you may know these names, Rollo, May, Carl Rogers, promoted and advanced the human potential movement by connecting human dignity and self-actualization to self-esteem. And then last, human dignity imposes the idea that one has value or worthiness imputed to him and should be treated according to that worthiness. Where did we start to focus on how valuable and worthy we are? This came from the culture. As a Christian, you do not have time to focus on how valuable and worthy you are. You're too busy seeking to know him, to become like him, to be useful to him. You're too busy moving into progressive sanctification. Your worthiness is not an issue. But in the culture, apart from Christ, what will you focus on? See, here's the reality, and I want you to think about this, and just track with me for a moment. Why suicide and that whole thing is a serious reality, but it shows something that most people miss. People who want to commit suicide have the right understanding about existence. They just have the wrong solution. They have come to Ecclesiastes meaningless. The world apart from God has no meaning, has no value, has no purpose, because it is a world that is consumed with self. And so, again, thinking like a worldly person would think, since I am the captain of my own soul, how do I resolve this? I take my what? Own life. What I tell people that struggle with suicide, you've come to the right answer about life. you just have the wrong conclusion. Instead of trying to take your life, why don't you let somebody else take your life? Call Jesus Christ. And he knows exactly what to do with it if you would allow him to take control. And where you're lacking hope, you will find it